Hi, I'm Al Criazzo from Catskill Mountain Housing. You're listening to WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Agra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And environmental activists have planned a very large Climate Can't Wait Earth Day rally at the state capitol in Albany on Friday, April 22nd. And there's all sorts of parts of it. One is a bicycle ride from New York City to Albany in advance of that rally. And that bicycle ride stops at Basilica Hudson on Thursday, April 21st. We will hear today from Michael Richardson of the River and Mountains Green Faith Circle discussing the bicycle trip that will stop at Basilica Hudson April 21st on its way to the Climate Can't Wait Earth Day rally at the state capitol on April 22nd, today on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we'll hear the Public News Service national headlines and the local Catskill Maker Syndicate Better Weather on the WGXC Morning Show. It all begins after the local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network,
and the moon turns the blood. The stream runs through, and the moon turns the blood. This is the network, network, and the moon turns the blood. The stream runs through, and the moon turns the blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
Turns the blood. This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the
news.
This is the network.
Turn out or tune in Friday, April 15th to performances from Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. They perform from 8 to 10 p.m. Catskill's Reckless Eric is best known for the song Whole Wide World that you may have heard recently in a commercial on television. And Scout Gillett is from Brooklyn. WGXC has live webcasts of each and every show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and sometimes broadcast them on 90.7 FM. This show with Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett will be broadcast on 90.7 FM from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday, April 15th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in to WGXC, your creative community solar-powered radio station.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Chloe Callahan reports for the Times Union that environmentalists are warning about the invasive round goby fish, seen as far south as Poughkeepsie and north in the Erie Canal, and the impact it could have on the Hudson River. They say it is a species that could do ecological and economic harm to the Hudson River. They are voracious feeders that outcompete native species for food and spawning habitat. They also eat the eggs of native species and popular sport fish, such as smallmouth bass and walleye, as well as the eggs of forage fish, such as river herring. In addition, round goby carry and spread viral hemorrhagic septicemia, which can lead to large fish kills statewide. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is working to put out a comprehensive plan in place by May to block the invasive species from spreading in the Hudson River. Efforts are currently underway to keep the round goby from entering Lake Champlain through the New York Canal System. A non-indigenous aquatic species tracker created by the U.S. Geological Survey had 6 sightings of the round goby in the Hudson River along Columbia County and at least 7 sightings along Dutchess County and others. The bottom-dwelling fish is native to the Black and Caspian Sea regions in between southeastern Europe and western Asia. It was inadvertently introduced to the Great Lakes in 1990 and colonized all the Great Lakes within 5 years. The fish then entered the Erie Canal in 2014. The invader was monitored by scientists but never stopped by government intervention. If the round goby takes over, it could lead to a decline in striped bass because the species would consume the eggs of what striped bass usually eat, which in turn leads to a compromised ecosystem and less recreational fishing. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that 2 of the 3 Cairo board members present voted to reopen the Cairo Recycling Center, but a majority vote was not enough. Motions must pass with a majority of the entire board of 5, so all 3 votes were needed. Deputy Town Supervisor Mary Jo Cords and Councilperson Michael Flaherty voted in favor of reopening the facility, but Councilperson Tim Powers voted against. Town Supervisor Jason Watts and Councilperson Deborah Bogans were absent. The town's recycling center in the Angelo Cana Town Park was closed in October 2020 by a unanimous vote of the board. The board said at that time, and I quote, Greene County Solid Waste Department noted that the Cairo recycling dumpsters had to be dumped into the normal domestic garbage stream due to contamination by unrecyclable materials, end quote. So they stopped the recycling theater. The board also cited garbage strewn near the facility and staff harassment. At the April meeting, Powers questioned why Cairo should recycle. He said, and I quote, my question is, why are we reopening it, end quote. Cords answered, and I quote, we had a lot of people come to town board meetings and say they wanted the recycling center open, end quote. Read more about this story at theupstater.com.
Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education April 12th adopted its proposed $46.7 million 2022-2023 school budget. District voters will have their say on the spending plan May 17th. The proposal, as presented by District Business Manager Michael Brennan prior to the vote, includes an increase in appropriations of $2.8 million, or 6.4%, over the current budget. Brennan said the largest increase is in the debt service category, which grew by $1.4 million, but that will be offset by state aid. Brennan said the proposal calls for a 2.3% tax levy increase, well below the state-mandated cap of 3.45%. He said, quote, what we're proposing to balance this budget this year is a 2.3% increase in the levy, which would provide just under $26 million of revenue, unquote. Brennan was careful to point out that a tax levy increase does not necessarily translate into a higher property tax bill for residents. He said, quote, the tax levy is just one of 3 factors that determines the final tax rate that is set in August. That includes the levy which we are setting, town property assessments, and the state's equalization rates, unquote. During the 2022-2023 school year, the district will receive $18.7 million in state aid, an increase of $2.5 million over the previous year. In addition to voting on the budget, district residents will decide 2 propositions, a request for authorization to purchase 4 school buses for just under $444,000, and a second asking if the district should continue to have a non-voting student member of the Board of Education. The annual school board election and budget vote will be held 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on May 17th in the high school's gym. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union Hannaford supermarkets plan to be operating on 100% renewable energy by 2024. The large supermarket chain with local branches in Tenderhook, Livingston, and Cairo currently operate on 30% renewable energy through 30 community solar contracts in New York and New England. George Parmenter, who leads sustainability efforts for Hannaford, said, and I quote, this is an important step forward. We plan to keep on that path, end quote. Community Solar Farm sells shares of electricity produced to local residents and businesses. Hannaford's parent company says it will be net carbon zero by 2040. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that the Novo Foundation has finalized the purchase agreement for the Metro building on Greenkill Avenue in Kingston from the affordable housing agency RUPCO. The agreement, quote, will result in Novo assuming full ownership of the Metro in spring 2022, unquote, said Martin Kirk, Novo's senior projects coordinator. The purchase price for the 70,000-square-foot facility is $2 million. The foundation intends to turn the building into a youth facility that includes a so-called 15,000-square-foot fabrication center where things can be made. Novo is to partner with the Boys and Girls Club of Kingston, located across the street from the Metro, to launch a youth-led design process this summer. Megan Weiss-Rowe, Novo's project coordinator, said, quote, the Fab Lab model from which we draw inspiration was pioneered by the Fab Foundation, an initiative out of MIT, whose mission in part is to provide access to the tools, the knowledge, and the financial means to educate, innovate, and invent using technology and digital fabrication to allow anyone to make almost anything and thereby creating opportunities to improve lives and livelihoods around the world, unquote. Novo's 2020 tax form shows that $500,000 was given to the Fab Foundation for a Fab City Kingston project. Jennifer and Peter Buffett are the co-presidents of the Novo Foundation. They also co-chair its board of directors. Peter Buffett is the youngest son of investor Warren Buffett. The foundation has distributed tens of millions of dollars to various organizations, governments, colleges, and not-for-profit agencies, among others, throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley region. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Porcupine Soup reports that the Greenville Public Library has added a new seed library. Ashley Jensen of Surprise Hill Farm in Freeload says, and I quote, my hope is to get our community involved in saving and sharing heirloom flower and vegetable seeds in a seed library, end quote. Jensen explains, and I quote, there are hundreds of thousands of varieties of seeds on our planet, and each time we save a seed, we are saving the genetic information of a variety of plant that could successfully live in our type of environment. We are asking for people that would like to help with this project. We need help packaging and cataloging seeds and growing information on the old card catalog of the Greenville Library. We will have a place in the Greenville Library for people to drop off their seeds and write a little info about the variety, or to sign up and volunteer with the project, end quote. For more information, contact Jensen at surprisehillfarm@gmail.com. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Friday night, increasing clouds with a low of around 48 degrees. And on Saturday, rain is likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 59 degrees. On Saturday night, rain is likely before 8 p.m. Then a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday, April 15th. Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including at 10 a.m. it's time for the Global Go-Go Show, this week with tracks from Sophie Tucker, R.D. Berman, and Joni Hostrup, among others. And Jared Wiggishud is live from WGXC's Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street for 2 hours after the local news with the Sugar Shack Jukebox. Data Call Audio is on at 2 p.m. We've got new music at 3 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., the WGXE afternoon show is live from Accra. At 6 p.m., the Clubhouse Radio Show with teens talking about their issues and playing their music is live from Main Street in Catskill. And then at 7 p.m., we're going to hear different teens on the Bound by Books show with Georgia Jassy, Jada Pernetti, Fatah Janat, Mashuda Sultana, and Emily Ortiz on the radio at 7 p.m. 7:30 p.m. is time for Counterspin, and at 8 p.m. we go live to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, where Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett perform.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXE.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
If you wonder about the Albany Hudson electric chair, there is a special exhibit at the Hudson Area Library from May 7th through June 30th. The exhibit features the interpretive panels along the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail and historic images from the Electric Park and Amusement Park at the Kinderhook stop of the old rail line that is now the Electric Trail. There is an opening reception for this exhibit in the Hudson Area Library's Community Room on May 7th at 3 p.m. And there's more details on the WGXC Community Calendar online at WGXC.org about this event and many other community events that you may want to attend. And you can even put your own event up there. Click on Add an Event at the WGXC Community Calendar online at WGXC.org. And soon enough, you'll hear your event on the radio or find it online at WGXC.org in the Community Calendar.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 15th. Earlier this morning, we see 38 in Halcottsville and 44 in Hammertown. Soil temperature is 48 degrees, 2 inches down. Today is still looking like good kite flying weather. Winds will be breezy in the teens and gusts will reach 30 miles per hour. A high temperature of 66 happens at 4 p.m. After dark, things calm down and temperatures fall to 52 degrees. Tomorrow, looking wet, particularly in the afternoon. Less than a half inch of rain is expected all day long, and a high of 58 happens at 1 p.m. Rain will end by midnight, and temperatures will drop to 37 degrees. Sunday looks dry with a high of 48 and a windy afternoon. Be cautious as overnight it looks like we're going to reach 34 degrees. And then we have a mostly dry Monday with a high of 54. Pollen levels for today will be high. Maple, juniper, and ash being the major players. Expect medium levels on Saturday, and that's mainly because the pollen will be getting released, but the rain and humidity will be causing it to die down a bit. Sunday, the levels will spike back up again. Good time to check and replace air filters, and that counts for everything. Car cabin filters, house furnace filters, air conditioners, and standalone air cleaners. especially if you're an allergy sufferer, but everyone can benefit from some regular maintenance. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:39 a.m., then low tide at 9:12 a.m., high tide again at 2:50 p.m., then low tide once again at 9:32 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:21 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see a geomagnetic storm did occur yesterday after the CME impact, and it is still causing interference as it takes its time subsiding. Solar wind speed is currently 488 kilometers per second at 7.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. Thanks for asking. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 6, storm level. The current sunspot number is 37. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXC can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@WGXC.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@WGXC.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Del Mar, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
We'll be right back.
a secret out of the past. I will resurrect it. I'll have a good go at it. I'll streak his blood across my beard. Dust my feathers with his hair. Feel his ghost breathing down my back. I will try. Real truth about it is we're all supposed to
that was was Songs Ohio with Farewell Transmission on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Somebody is crouching in a corner I've ignored since I was knee-high to an aunt I never met. There's a therapeutic pillow on the floor beside the darker piece of wall that is continually wet. And I don't know if I can see beyond the fingers of my hand that I can dangle at my will before my face. And I'm not sure that I believe that there is nothing up my sleeve that isn't comfortable and happy in its place. For I am empty and my emptiness surrounds me and engulfs me and I love it and its warmth and faint aroma make me smile for being empty as potential. Think of all the things to fill me, all the pregnant possibilities on trial. So shove your gleeful mug in my direction, heal my throbbing word erection, take it in your mouth and try to smile. There's a lot more where that came from and I know your disillusion is the key to doors that wait expectant mile on miles. So take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Cringing at a joke I told a drunken 41 years old, I wonder if it's karma after all. But only for a second till I'm back into a pattern that I doodled on the floor when I was small. Now I don't know if I can go as far as where I used to go without a thought for my own safety or of yours. And I'm not sure that if I went there that I'd like the buried treasure that I hid beneath the crazed linoleum floor. For I am fearful and my fear is all around me and engulfs me and I love it, but its warmth and faint aroma make me sick. My fear is all I recognize from when I was so little and my eyes were soft to every adult trick. So take my shriveled psyche, stretch it out between your fingers, look through lenses made to magnify my soul. Well, there's no more where that came from and I know your disillusion is a key to doors that all obscure that gaping no, so take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Yeah, take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all, take it all with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally take it all, 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 with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Yeah, take it all, 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 with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 cause it's totally your fault. Take it all, 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 with a belly full of soul. Take it all, 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 take it all.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Given the setbacks that they've faced so far militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons.
Acknowledging fears of Russia using nuclear weapons in the Ukraine conflict, CIA Director William Burns said there's no evidence of Russia acting to do so. Ukraine, meanwhile, claims to have sunk a Russian warship. With its $750 million price tag, the loss of Moskva is the largest of the conflict so far. A week after Britain's prime minister pulled off a visit to Ukraine, President Joe Biden confirmed reports the U.S. is sending a top-level official.
We're making that decision now.
Also on Thursday, Biden again blamed the invasion for driving up food and gas prices.
Ukraine and Russia are the one and two largest wheat producers in the world. We're number three. They're shut down. We saw that in yesterday's inflation data.
Prices have risen 8.5% over the past 12 months. Biden called on Congress to pass a bill to help make the U.S. less dependent on foreign supply chains. And with the prime rate inching up, The interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hit a 10-year high of 5%. Trade groups predict real estate sales to drop 10% this year. A new lawsuit, which aims to become a class action for shareholders, alleges Elon Musk delayed revealing his stake in Twitter in order to purchase shares at a lower price. Musk did not comment on the claim, but noted he's seeking free speech.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. So it's just really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law.
The January 6th committee heard testimony from former Trump senior advisor Stephen Miller, who allegedly encouraged efforts to alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
The election is over. That is the rule of law. That is our constitutional process. Those who refuse to accept the rulings of our courts are at war with the Constitution.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports criminal charges against former President Trump. Not all panel members appear in favor. The Republican National Committee voted to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, accusing the organization of bias. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
This will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation.
The U.S. Supreme Court will soon rule on a similar ban in Mississippi. If approved, Florida's law could proceed, as well as a 15-week ban in Arizona. And a second bus of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. arrived in Washington, D.C. from Texas. The group agreed to the journey as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's opposition to the end of Title 42 border expulsions. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tom Rowe with Wave Farm with today's radio news. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about this report and others. Paul Revor reports for the Daily Mail that the British Broadcasting Corporation has another so-called slow radio production in the works that is a field recording reality show. Honey, A Day in the Life of a Dog will air in July on the BBC Radio 3 using, quote, carefully placed, unquote, microphones so that, quote, the essence of Honey is captured as we are gently enveloped in the noises she both makes and hears, unquote. Honey is a fox red Labrador. The BBC recently began airing what they call slow television, which has included a BBC 4 show of a two-hour bus ride through Yorkshire and a canal journey on a narrow boat. For what they call slow radio, the BBC's Radio 3 has aired a show on the, quote, all-consuming silence, unquote, of a walk along the coast of Greenland and Benedictine monks in the, quote, silence of the monastery, unquote. On Saturday, April 30th, Wavefarm airs some slow radio on WGXC with SoundCamp's 9th iteration of Reveille, a collective production by streamers at listening points around the earth. Starting on the morning of Saturday, 30th of April in South London near the Greenwich Meridian, the broadcast will pick up feeds one by one, tracking the sunrise west from microphone to microphone following daybreak around the earth for 24 hours. This has been the daily radio news from wavefarm.org. Go there for more information. Autechre released two albums in late 2020, Sign and Plus, and here is 7FMIC from Plus. We'll be right back.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
We're joined by Michael Richardson, who is a co-founder and organizer with River and Mountains Green Faith Circle. He also represents Green Faith on the board of directors, organizing committee of New York Renews. Now, on Earth Day, Friday, April 22nd, major rally up in Albany by the Climate Can't Wait Collaborative, 40 different climate groups. But prior to that, they're also doing a bike trek from New York City up through the Hudson Valley the week before in order to sort of stimulate attention. And Michael and others are helping to host it in Hudson. So Michael, welcome to the show, and maybe give us a quick introduction to River and Mountains Green Faith Circle and why you're helping out with the Thursday, April 21st bike event in Hudson.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you especially for constantly bringing to people's attention the need for immediate action around climate disruption. The Rivers and Mountains Green Faith Circle came about being last year in an effort to bring together people of faith, as we say, those who are both religious and spiritual, but not religious. So it's all encompassing. But to bring together people in the mid and upper Hudson Valley. So our footprint goes from, say, Kingston, New Paltz, all the way up to Albany, and from the eastern Catskills over into the western Berkshires. We had our first action last October when we staged a walk across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. We called it the Walk Across the Mohicantuck. And since then, we've been continuing to work with other organizations in environmental and climate action to build a movement in this four-county area of Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, and Greene.
What's going to happen on Thursday, April 21st? I understand it's going to be at the Basilica Hudson.
Yes, it is. We expect rather a small gathering because it is at 11 o'clock on Thursday at Basilica Hudson down by the train station in the city of Hudson. And this is an event put together by a group of environmental action people throughout the Columbia County and Greene County. Many may know that this is being sponsored by Climate Can't Wait to bring attention to climate and environmental bills that are before the New York State Legislature yet this year. And so these bicyclists are going to be passing through on their second to last day on their way from Manhattan to Albany. And there are rallies staged along the way, Poughkeepsie being one of them. I believe they're going to stop in New Paltz and then come up here to Hudson on their way to Albany. So we're just having a rally. The mayor, Kamal Johnson, will speak. Joshua Cohen from the Partners for Climate Action will explain what these pieces of legislation are, the 10 bills. And also we'll have some food and entertainment and just a chance to be together for a while.
Now, Green Faith has certainly been one of the larger faith movements that have been involved in the climate fight, climate struggle. You know, what are some of the top issues that River and Mountains Green Faith Circle is doing with respect to climate?
Well, our particular circle this year and probably on into the next will be focusing on three aspects. One is to build awareness around the immediacy of direct action. And we do this by having these walks across the Mohicantuck. We're having an event on May 1st down at Kingston Point, and we're planning some other events later on throughout the year. But these are simply events for us to get together and build awareness to, how shall I say, what's going on. Mm-hmm. But on direct action, Green Faith will be taking two campaigns. The first is a corporate campaign on divestment from fossil fuels. Green Faith is going to be taking on primarily BlackRock and Vanguard. There's somewhat of an informal, shall I say, arrangement with some of the other organizations, Rainforest Action Network, 350.org, Stop the Money Pipeline, and on, that are focusing on other of the mega banks and the asset managers. But then on a third aspect of this year, we will be focusing on individual divestment. And there we are hosting workshops throughout the region on how individuals can move their money away from, how we say, align your money with your values, divest from the big banks, from the mega insurance companies, and from the asset managers that are using your money to fund the climate destruction.
You know, I've always been sort of interested in the role of the faith community, you know, has in the climate movement. Different spiritual traditions have different, you know, concepts about the role of humanity and spiritualness, you know, but the general concept, you know, especially in Christianity, starting with that, is, you know, sort of the stewardship of the planet. And of course, the Pope Francis did put out a very strong statement on climate. But, you know, how is the faith community in general sort of, you know, stepping up to sort of say, wait a moment, we as human beings are destroying life on the planet, and that is not in any way consistent with whatever our faith traditions are?
Well, Mark, you say it very well. As people of diverse faiths, including those who are spiritual but not religious, we are committed to speaking out loudly and clearly that destroying our planet, and beyond that, burdening those least responsible for the loss of homeland and the loss of life, and going on to literally squelching the hopes, dreams, and the prospects of the young people, future generations, simply put, goes against our moral and spiritual compass. And I need to accent this part about spiritual but not religious. The multi-faith environmental and climate action movement it doesn't identify with the religious aspect. It identifies more with the moral responsibility. And so we turn to people in a way in which we want them to respond urgently and decisively to the climate disruption, and try to petition them to understand that destroying our planet is just deeply against the moral and spiritual precepts that we hold. And this includes the New York State Legislature, trying to bring attention to them that putting forth slightly more than $1 billion in new dollars towards the Climate Act is just not morally responsible.
I was going to ask you about, you know, what are you hoping to see the New York State Legislature do after, you know, the Earth Day rally? So you can also answer that. But in the last 90 seconds or so, you know, how can people participate both in your event down in Hudson on Thursday, April 21st, but also the Climate Can't Wait Friday, April 22nd, in 1 minute?
Well, the old fashioned, just show up. So come on to Hudson on Thursday, the 21st at 11 o'clock, and then do the same to come to Albany. On Saturday, there's the rally in Schenectady. Friday is the rally in Albany. On Sunday, there's another gathering, a celebration back at Basilica Hudson from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
I've been talking with Michael Richardson, co-founder, organizer with Rivers and Mountains Green Faith Circle, Earth Day Rally, Climate Can't Wait, Friday, April 22nd, starts at 11 in Albany. Michael, quickly, you guys have a webpage. People want more information?
Yes, real simple here. rivers-mountains-greenfaith.org.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Tomorrow, tonight, I can't hold.
Governor Kathy Hochul's $220 billion budget was signed into law this week, and clean energy advocates say it includes a strong commitment to addressing climate change in the state. The budget requires all new school bus purchases to be zero emission by 2027, and that all school buses in use be zero emission by 2035. New York is the first state in the country to enact this requirement. Deb Peck Kelleher of Alliance for Clean Energy New York says it's a great win, both for children and the environment.
Diesel buses are one of the large causes of particulate matter pollution, and our school children now are facing significant increase in asthma. Removing just one of these sources of diesel pollution is just going to be a great public health success.
The budget provides $500 million through the Environmental Bond Act to support school districts in purchasing zero-emission buses and related infrastructure, including charging stations. However, Peck Kelleher says she was disappointed to see the governor's energy efficiency package cut from the budget. It would have strengthened the state's building code for new construction and appliance efficiency standards. Hochul's budget also includes $25 billion to create and preserve 100,000 affordable homes and electrify 50,000 homes. Peck Kelleher says electrifying homes will not only reduce fossil fuel emissions, but save families money.
For those areas of our state that are facing significant energy costs, fossil fuel costs have just risen dramatically in the last couple months. And being able to weatherize those homes, they reduce costs right away once that happens.
New York leads the nation in premature deaths resulting from air pollution caused by burning fossil fuels for heating, hot water, and cooking. The governor has committed to getting 2 million homes in the state electrified or electric ready by 2030. I'm Emily Scott with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowan Acre with the